Greetings, greetings. Welcome to another episode of Truth to Power. I am your host, Tyrus Terrell McKnight. And tonight, I want to talk about autonomous black men and why there's a threat to society at large, or why people may view us as a threat as being autonomous and things like that. This has been a episode in the making for a while. I've been meaning to get to this episode for a while, and now I can finally get to it and get some things off my chest. But first, before I do, I want to first thank everyone for supporting everything that I do. I just released a new book not too long ago. I know it's just very hard to keep up with me and what I'm doing. But I just released a book titled The Grassy Knoll, a fictitious account of the JFK assassination. I thought that would be a very interesting read and things of that nature. But also, a lot of people are watching New Orleans 2030. They're watching Low Hanging Fruit on different streaming platforms. And I'm very excited about that. I'm very happy about that. And I'm very proud of that. Also, The Game is on different streaming platforms as well. That's my other show. That's my other podcast. It's more like the relationship social arm of my podcast and my media services. And there's so much to come. But I had to just get that out the way. But you know, once upon a time and I wouldn't even say once upon a time, but it was just like a couple of years back. Me and my brother, we went to the gym together often. I'm talking like just about every day. And I was asking him, I was like, dude, like, why are these people around us? Like, why do these people surround us like this? And he was just saying like how no matter what, certain people are somewhat parasitic. And they have to get that masculine energy from somewhere. Like if they don't have it at home, then they must get it from somewhere. And a lot of people are parasitic, and a lot of people, either whether they notice it or not, like they certain energies are attracted to you, and there's nothing that you could do about that to a certain degree. That's what he was telling me. But I've always been one in the mind of like thinking deeper and things of that nature, and just I was like, yeah, I get that, like that's cool and everything, but it has to be something much deeper. I think that for the most part, when you're an autonomous black man, for those who don't know what autonomous means, that means out on your own. That means basically like doing your own thing. And I notice this in the gym a lot. When I go to the gym, a lot of different races of people will come by me and just like wherever I go, like if I go like if I go from different machines, and I'm laughing right now because I've often told this story to different people in my life, and I'm just like I just don't get it, because the aura I give off is not one of friendliness, not one of I want to be a friend, not one of I'm trying to sparkle some type of social interaction with people. It's just that I came in to get my workout in, and you know what I'm saying, like basically go home. Like if we end up vibing, and that's cool and everything like that, but I'm not trying to be nobody's friend unless you know you're a fine woman. Other than that, I ain't trying to be nobody else's friend. But I've noticed that a lot of people, it seems that when they see somebody that's autonomous, or more often than not, autonomous black man, then they prefer to try to either try to get some of that energy, or they try to get next to it. Even at work, like I don't know how many people have had this experience. If you're a black man, for sure, I'm pretty sure. Like if you're a black man at work, and let's just say like you just work and do your job, and you're not socially trying to be social. You're trying to get to work, do the best job that you could possibly do, then go home, you are going to get messed with. you are going to get people that come around, hey, what's your name? What do you do here? Like, you know, even though you guys could be in the same office and things like that, or they can have a vivid idea of what you do, they still have to get close to you. They still have to get next to you. They still have to try to know you in some type of way. And it's aggravating. It's very, very much so is aggravating. I think that a lot of people have a problem with autonomous black men. Like a black man all to himself, building and doing his own thing. I think that a lot of people have a problem with that. A lot of people have a problem with autonomous black men that that's not really trying to be socially interacting with them in that manner, or socially, I don't want to say inept, because that would be a wrong word. I want to say compatible with other people. And a lot of people try to force those interactions and their compatibility, and that's just not how it goes. A lot of people just expect for you, and this is what bothers me the most with the whole thing, is that a lot of people think that they are entitled to your kindness. A lot of people think that they are entitled to your friendship, that they are entitled to the only thing for me that you're entitled to, in my opinion, is my respect. I'm going to give you respect unless you show me otherwise that I shouldn't respect you, but I will give you respect. You are entitled to human decency. You are entitled to that. I will give you that. However, you are not entitled to my space. You are not entitled to who I am as a person. You are not entitled to my kindness. These are things that you have to earn. You have to earn my friendship. You have to earn access to me. And a lot of you that's scratching up your face, or they're saying that, hey, listen, I don't feel like I got to earn this, or I ain't got to do this. And these are people that have so low expectations of themselves that they don't set boundaries or barriers around people in general. How can anybody say that they have confidence in themselves and they don't have boundaries and barriers that they set up against people, that they set up against other humans? Like, listen, like, this is my space. Get out of my space. Or listen, this is a boundary of mine. You have to earn access to me. If you feel like that you could just gain access to me from whatever interaction that we may have, then that's just foolish. And for those who think I'm just, you know, just whistling Dixie, listen, they have women that have been in my life that I care for that don't have that much access to me, or that don't, that haven't tried to earn access to me. They have had women in my life that I've dated that I have kept at a distance. Like, there are certain things I just won't compromise on. And they keep wondering why. That's because they haven't earned access to me. A lot of people are foolish. A lot of people let hormones and impulses get the best of them. And then they want somebody to come over to their space. And they get violated in such a way that then they start thinking to themselves, like, why is a person like that? Because you didn't put them through their changes. You didn't put them through anything to earn everything. If you're really that valuable, then it should come with certain stipulations. But if you tell a man, or the average man in general, hey, listen, you should wait before you even have sex with a female. You should wait up to 6 months. That type of discipline, they don't understand. Of denying yourself certain pleasures, certain people don't understand that type of discipline. Meeting a woman and instantly giving her access to you is crazy. Meeting any person and giving them access to you initially is crazy, especially if they haven't earned it. For the people that's in my life that I consider to be friends that I call and I check on, and they call and check up on me, they went through a gauntlet. Trust me. They've been through some things, and they'll tell you. But one question keeps on popping up, and I keep on asking them whenever they get tired or whenever they may seem like, hey, listen, this is getting too much for me. I don't know. One question I always ask them, listen, am I worth it? And for those who have stayed, they have said yes. For those who have, basically took another route, they're out of my life, and that's cool. It's okay with me. But everybody in your life, including family members, you need to set boundaries. Nobody should just have access to you. Nobody should just gain access to you. There should be a couple of tests. And a lot of people say, well, you putting people through tests and all that. These are people that want something from nothing. Always watch out for people like that. People that try to negotiate your space, negotiate your boundaries. Always watch out for people like that. Man, why you put me through all this? Why I got to go through all this? Because you haven't earned anything. I can't give you everything on a silver platter, otherwise you would think that I'm weak. That's why. And you wouldn't value it. You wouldn't value my space. You wouldn't value my time. You wouldn't value all that I'm giving you. You would not value that. You wouldn't value me as a person. But this isn't about the people that you set boundaries. This is about you. How much do you value yourself as a person? How much do you see yourself as? Because I tell people all the time, listen, yeah, I'm guarded, but you know what? Heaven has a gate. Allegedly, we don't know, but the picture that they show of heaven, they say it has a gate. How much do you value yourself? Now I'm just speaking of black people in general, not just black men or autonomous black men. I'm speaking to black people in general. How much do you value yourself? Ask that question to yourself and proceed with caution and act accordingly. I just spoke truth to power. Have a good night.